Hello, welcome to our drone show. My name is Guada Casuso.
I'm Jacob Orchard.
We are the leads of the drone chapter at the Microsoft Garage. And this is our show. Today we're going to start with the series of how you build your first drone.
Right, so today we're gonna go over, this is the Rush 4 kit that was donated by Quadristeria, and so we're just gonna walk through like all the parts that come with the kit and give you guys just an overview of what it is. And then at the end, we're gonna assemble a little bit of the base of the kit so we can get an idea of what it's gonna look like from the beginning. And then in future shows, we'll go through each phase of how to put it together.
Fantastic. Right. So let's start with what do we have here? So I go, this is what I'm struggling, Jacob. Okay. Every time that I go to like a shop and I want to build my own drone that, you know, that I normally do use more commercial drones,
yep.
It's like, oh my God, there are so many pieces that I really don't know how to start. So the idea of today's show is basically help you walk through all the workflow that you probably can follow to get your first copter built, and then you can evolve and progress and upgrade from there.
Right, and we're talking today mainly about a racing drone,
yep.
Right? And so the nice thing about buying a kit is you get, I would say, 99% of everything there. So there's one piece at the end we'll talk about that we had to buy yourself, but that's a choice depending on what you do with the what you're going to do with your quad. So do you want to start over here and we'll work
let's
our
start,
way that
let's
way?
Let's start and go, there.
Okay.
Yep.
So in the kit, the first thing we're going to talk about is basically the motors and ESCs. So this is an electronic speed controller. You get four of them in the kit. They all come in these electrostatic bags. These control the signal that goes to the motor that tells them how fast to spin, go up and down in speed. And so that's a critical piece. Every motor has one, so you have four ESCs, and then we have four of the motors. So these are the Spider 2205 motors that come with the kit.
Yep.
They mount on the arms. And then also what came with the kit is a set of these 4040 tri-blade propellers that mount on top of the motors when we're all done putting that together. So this is sort of like the propulsion system, like the motors, ESCs, and propellers that run the copter.
Perfect. All right,
so move over towards the middle here. So this carbon fiber stuff in the middle is the base of the frame. So we have the bottom base plate of the frame, we have a couple stands for the camera, we have the top plate, a little piece that holds the power connector in the back, and some antenna support. So this is the main part of the frame. In here next to this is the power distribution board. So this will mount in the middle of the frame here on some standoffs that we're gonna put on later. And that is what the ESCs and the motors and all that stuff will mount into that, and we'll wire and solder that in later shows and show you how to put all that together. And then as far as building it goes, this is the flight computer. It's got a little arrow on the front that tells you it should go that way, but we're probably not going to mount it that way. And so there's some configuration you'll do in software later to sort of tell it how it's mounted. But when we put the standoffs in and mount the ESCs, this will mount the PDB. This flight computer will mount right on top of that. And so we'll kind of demo that later as we get to showing you how to put all the parts together. So power distribution board for the power, the flight computer mounts on there with that. And so that kind of gets it all compact. So farther down towards you, what we have over here is we have components for, think of the flight computer and the motors as how the copter flies, right?
Okay.
It's the propellers, the flight computer telling it to fly. Now in racing, you look at the camera with a set of goggles to see what you're flying to. And so that is sort of a separate system altogether, which ends up being this video transmitter, which is the Hawkeye transmitter that comes with the kit, a camera that mounts on the front of the drone about here.
Okay.
You see. That camera hooks to the video transmitter, which then has an antenna that transmits the video to the pilot who's flying the copter.
Fantastic.
Right. So those things,
of course, that is what you see when you get the screen
that's
or
what you see
get
inside the
goggles
and the FPV. So they're kind of separate things because you can interchange out the camera system with a different camera system. It's preferences. This is a quite good, I think, 1190. We'll walk through the details there.
Yep. But, and what about this guy?
And so the last component, which, and then there's some various battery straps and other stuff. We'll talk about those as we put things together.
Awesome.
The last component that isn't actually part of the kit is the video or the transmitter's receiver. So we have, we're going to be using the Taranis as a transmitter, and so we had to buy a compatible Taranis receiver to hook in to tell the flight computer sort of what to do when it flies. So this is a this doesn't come with the kit. You have to decide what to do that later.
It doesn't come neither the telemetry, neither the controller, right?
So the controller doesn't come with the kit, so you'd have to buy that separately if you didn't have a controller. You'd have to buy a compatible receiver to use at the same time with that. And so those things are sort of preferences, because if you're a Spectrum person and you have a Spectrum transmitter, you're going to want to buy a Spectrum compatible receiver to use with the quadcopter.
Okay, and for this kit in particular, I think you have the page, right?
Yeah, so we brought up, we have up the Quadisteria page. This is actually the Rush kit itself, and so I didn't get into exact details about everything in there, but if you go to quadisteria.com and you pick on the Rush 4-inch kit, which is what this one is, they have all the details and a bunch of information about what's actually in the kit. I believe they have a few options as well. So they talk about the motors here and the propellers and the wires and stuff like that that come with the kit as well.
And and you go down, one of the things that I was going to ask you is, because as we start with this as a base, we are going to use the camera that came with the kit, but you can also in the future just change that and put the GoPro, for example, right? Or extend that with the GoPro.
Well, what a lot of people do, they fly with the FPV camera, right? And then on this top plate that mounts on top of the camera, they attach a GoPro as well. So a lot of the videos you'll see online aren't actually videos from the FPV camera. They're videos from a secondary GoPro camera that gets mounted on top, right? Because it does better video than the video you're going to receive over the analog signal that comes in the racing camera.
Awesome. Perfect. Cool.
So do you want to let's put together a little bit of the frame so we can all get a look of what it looks like. So with the components here, we have a bunch of different things here. So we have the standoffs, the little red screws that make it look racing cool.
Hold on 1 minute. So I go by the kit, I understand, I go by the telemetry components and the controller, and then what tools do I need for this? You mentioned soldering, we're not going to do
that today. We're not
going
to do soldering today.
But we need a minimal set of tools.
You need a minimum set of tools, so I have a 2 millimeter wrench that or socket wrench that works with these little red screws because they're 2 millimeter, a little Phillips screwdriver for these little standoff screws that we're gonna mount for the PDB. And then just, little screws and stuff that you're gonna put together. So some of this is a bit specialized. They're not your average size tools because they're tiny. And so a lot of people that get into this will end up buying a set of RC style little tiny screwdrivers and stuff to drive those things.
Fantastic.
So let's start with
the very middle. The frame. Yep.
So in the very middle, you have these four screws or four holes that line up exactly with the exact same size of the flight controller and the PDB, right? And so that's sort of standard. And so the way the kit works is you put screws in the bottom and then you screw on these nuts as sort of standoff spacers for the board.
Got it.
And so we'll get these four on here. And this sets up being what a lot of people call is like the controller stack, because it's just a stack of boards that you're going to wire together and solder together as we go through the build. So screw these on. Get that.
Perfect.
And these are nylon, so they're non-conductive. So the one thing you got to be careful of when you're building quadcopter racing quadcopters with carbon fiber is conductive. So as we get to the point of putting on ESCs, we're going to talk about ways that we attach the ESCs to the copter and we attach the motors and stuff like that, because you want to make sure you don't short out any of your electronics by having those electronics touching the carbon fiber frame itself, right? So we got to be careful with that. And part of why we're doing the standoffs with the nuts onto the frame is to keep the power distribution board separated from the carbon fiber frame. And some kits, they do it differently. Some people will put like double-sided tape or something that insulates the electronics from the carbon fiber frame. And so when we get to doing the ESCs and mounting them, we'll use electrical tape or some foam to keep that separate. So power distribution board, these pads will will have a meaning to us later when we start putting that on there. But essentially, that just slides right on there.
Awesome.
And that's how it goes. So we have the larger pads are going to be where we mount the speed controllers and the battery cable. And we pigtail those out, and we'll show you how to solder that in a future episode. So essentially, that goes on there. We'll do the soldering, get the motors all mounted. And when that's done, we'll put more spacers on, which will be the nuts.
Yep.
And that one will go right on top of that as well. And then that'll be attached in, and we'll be soldering into the different components of there. And so to get you an idea of what the frame looks like when we're done, so we'll leave that there. And we'll look at these other four screws. We'll drive those up, the red ones. And we'll put on these posts to get you an idea of what it looks like. So you have a post and the screws along here. And all of this stuff and how to assemble it is on this piece of paper that comes with the frame. So there's a schematic that sort of shows you where all the nuts and bolts go and how they assemble and what it kind of looks like. And so you, if you have no idea what you're doing, which is what I did when I built my first one, and that's just, we're on like, this would be like the third one I've probably built. So so we're going to get some other people to be on the future shows with us that have built them a lot more, so we can ask a lot of questions that maybe I even don't know the answers to on how to build them.
No, we can even ask people that is watching the show to contribute.
Yeah,
absolutely. Good ideas. Because the great of this, and in fact, something that Bob, our other chapter lead, also mentioned, is that you have the possibility of like be so creative and basically make sure you know what you are doing about like the isolation part, and then take advantage of like all the capabilities to get more speed, how you improve the weight of the drone, the battery consumption, etc. And you can get a very, very cool do-yourself drone, right?
Yeah. Yep. So these little carbon fiber pieces, they actually go into the frame here. Right. So there's these little slots, and this will be more stable once the top frame's on. But you kind of line these up in the little slots, and we're just kind of dry fitting these things. And that's kind of one of the things you want to do with it anyway. The camera actually mounts in here. So one of the things we'll have to do in the future is the camera actually comes with two covers.
Yep.
Right. This cover has two screws on each side. It's more of a fixed mount, or goes on a different type of mount. This particular kit has, you know, three holes on the side where this mount that has just a single hole sits. So we'll be able to, I don't know if you see that, but we'll be able to screw that hole in there, and then that will give us the ability later to turn the camera up or down. And sort of as a pilot, you get to decide like how much of a degree of angle that you want that to look like when you fly.
That's cool.
And so we'll be changing that out as we go, but that's where the camera mounts. And then this top plate is what holds the rest of it on. So you mount this, this will go up here. You line up all these holes and that thing will snap in there eventually on kind of a, takes a little bit, but you get that in there, and we'll just put that on there for now. It's kind of rickety, but that is essentially what the quad will look like with the camera inside of there. The VTX and the transmitter and all that stuff will sit up on top here. And if we kind of put it all together a little bit, you'll get an idea of, there's a lot of extra wire. It seems like a little amount of wire, but when you start putting these things together, you're like, man, there's a lot of wire there. So that goes on there. And then when you get into the props, they go right on like that. And so there's not a lot of spare room between like where these things sit and the copter itself. But that, I think that's good for now. We'll get into putting all the rest of it together as we go.
Fantastic. Well, awesome. And for our next show, what are you thinking about teaching?
What am I thinking? So for the next show, the next couple shows, we're gonna end up mounting the motors.
Yep.
Wiring in the ESCs, because if you look at the ESCs, you have basically two wires that are powered that need to go to the PDB, and then the three wires match up with these three wires on the motor. So we're actually probably gonna desolder these and solder these wires directly to these pads and sort of get a really tight fit between where that motor sits and where the ESC sits on the frame. And then this other set of yellow and black wires, those actually are what get connected to the flight computer to tell the computer, and this will what drives how the motors work.
Got it.
And so we'll get into, initially, you know, getting the motors mounted, getting the ESCs mounted, getting those four soldered on, it'll start really looking like a quad because all those components will be on. We're going to do some flashing of the firmware for the flight controller, yep. Make sure it's on the firmware we're going to use for our build, which will be Betaflight 291.
Yep.
That's the one I'm familiar with, and Bob and a bunch of us are. So yep. We'll probably use that one as the base for the flight computer. So we're going to have to flash the flight controller. So we'll do a show on that, show you how we flash the flight controller.
Yep.
And so that'll be good, and you'll be able to see that. And then that initial view of Betaflight will also be like when we get the quad built, we're going to go through a whole set of tuning it. Like, how do you configure it? How do you make sure all the props are spinning the right way? The props themselves actually go two different directions. So even though there's four props here, two of the props spin one way, two of the props spin a different way. And so you have to make sure the motors line up and the software, you can configure that and we can put a battery on it and spin them up at a low speed and test it. So
Fantastic. Awesome. So thanks for watching the show. And we hope to see you in the next one where we are going to showing you how to start programming for drones, and with that, again,
fly safe.